This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. This is 7-5 Radio, live on the Libby News Radio Network. It is Saturday, April 24th, 2021, approximately 9 minutes after the hour. Well, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm enjoying a Hershey bar, of all things.
A Hershey bar.
Haven't had
okay.
I haven't had a Hershey bar in a while, but I'm enjoying the Hershey bar. But yeah, everything is cool.
All right, outstanding. But don't eat too much of it. You'll be up all night. But anyways, we want to first welcome all of our new listeners from the Matt Lang meet and greet. More about that a little bit later. First order business, like always, we want to remember the members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. First, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Stanley Allen Burdick of the Douglas County, Oregon Sheriff's Office. End of watch Thursday, March 11, 2021. Deputy Burdick died as a result of complications of gunshot wounds sustained on August 12, 1980, while responding to a shooting. The killer was caught and he was sentenced to 40 years. Also, we want to remember Police Officer David Pardee of the Lexington, North Carolina Police Department's end of watch, Saturday, April 17th, 2021. Officer Pardee succumbed to complications of a gunshot wound sustained on May 5th, 1992, while investigating reports of a suspicious person at an apartment complex. Three juveniles were caught and charged, sentenced, and released for the crimes they committed. But, well, first things first, I want to talk about the Chauvin mistrial, if you will. I'll let you start because you had more experience in this area of dealing with union lawyers and charges and specs and things like that. Take it away, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, a lot of people were wondering who this Eric Nelson was or is. He's an attorney, obviously. He specializes in murder cases. But he works for a firm that is contracted by the Minneapolis Police Department. Now, most big city police departments have attorneys at the hand for their members of the service. And it can range from department infractions up to criminal cases. And mostly department infractions. Like, if you're caught off post and internal affairs wants to make a big deal out of it, they'll give you a notification. And back in the 80s, it was called the GO-15. That was just a code that you need to report to a certain place, and you have the option of bringing an attorney with you. You usually don't know what the charge is, but and then you go to the contracted attorney's office, and they'll explain to you what to do. Anyway, that's what Nelson is, Eric Nelson. He's part of a firm that's contracted by the Minneapolis Police Department, by the PBA union, for all intents and purposes. And if you commit the crime on duty, you get free legal counsel. And that's what Derek Chauvin did. And I believe he did it for a couple of reasons. Now, granted, these aren't the greatest attorneys in the world. You know, it's not a dream team kind of thing, but they are, for free, and, you can hire them. They are private attorneys also. I believe that Chauvin went this route mostly to see what he was facing, to because you got to figure, with all the public nonsense that's going on about this case, he had to realize that he was finished, as a police officer anyway. The best he could do is make the best out of a bad situation. And hiring this attorney was probably only his first step in a number of years fighting this case. With the conviction last week, you know, the Minneapolis, BLM, or, you know, whomever, they all think it's all over. Well, you know, it's not. I'm not trying to stir up any hornet's nests, but it's not. Chauvin still has to be sentenced. The max, well, the minimum for his manslaughter, his murder charge, is 40 years, I believe, is what was on the books, Minneapolis. So he's going to be sentenced to, you know, however many years, but his appeal process lasts and starts almost immediately. Now, I can see a high-powered attorney firm taking his case on. Now I'm talking about the type of a firm I don't know how to put this. You know how Al Sharpton is so arrogant and Jesse Jackson, they're all arrogant, and Waters are so arrogant about this case? Chauvin's going to find an attorney that's arrogant about this case for his side. And hopefully pro bono. You know, if not, you know, he's got 20 years on the Minneapolis Police Department. He's probably got a nice big fat 401k retirement plan to pay for all this. And I believe he's going to not win on an appeal, probably try to get a new trial. And during that trial, I believe he's going to be offered a no contest or plead to a lesser charge and be done with it. That's how I believe. But Eric Nelson didn't get paid for this by Chauvin. Obviously, I had a lot of people, they were texting me and emailing me, you know, what's the matter with this guy? He's only putting up, you know, innuendos or could it be's and things like that. And that was absolutely true. He only put one witness on the stand, was the foreign Dr. Fowler, who, you know, pretty much totally disagreed with the other 30 witnesses that the prosecution put up. Now, the prosecution witnesses were, to me, they were pretty weak. And I believe Mr. Nelson, in a real situation, not that this wasn't, but I think people get my drift, would have tore those witnesses to pieces. I think the whole thing was staged to what comes next on Mr. Chauvin's part. Now, Chauvin did not testify. In the beginning of the trial, I really did expect him to testify. I really, really did. I testified at my own trial, and I think I did fabulous. But, you know, who knows? Maybe Chauvin never testified before. So they I think they're saving that for either the new trial or depositions towards a new trial in his appeal. So that I wanted to straighten that out for a lot of the people that were wondering why his defense seemed so weak. You got any comments there, Mr. Scoop?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, I'll have to wait till on the other side of this break. We're just getting warmed up. We got the Chauvin trial, Mad Max. We got Ohio, Stupid LeBron, George Floyd Plaza. Also, the meetup with some very lovely people. Stay tuned. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back talking about the Chauvin verdict. I just have one word, unbelievable. Why this lawyer did not get a change of venue is beyond me, because any big case in the past 25 years that did have a change of venue had good results for the defendants, including the four cops accused of beating Rodney King, the four white cops up in the Bronx that shot Amadou Diallo, and one O.J. Simpson. See, his trial should have been in the courthouse near his house, which is full of white, conservative, working people. But they moved it downtown so the jury pool could be mostly lower-educated morons. But anyways, the jury was not sequestered only during the deliberations. Now, during the deliberations, the judge said, no radio, no TV, but you can have your phone. Other than yours truly, which is talking on a flip phone, this is actually crazy. And then, of course, I believe the jury was doxxed. Supposedly, USA Today put information on the jurors on the website and in the newspaper. One of the witnesses for the defense had one of his former homes, not his current homes, former homes, vandalized. So whoever owns this house has nothing to do with trial. They threw blood on the house. So my thought is that the people in the jury pool or sitting in the jury box said, you know what, if we vote to let this guy go free, our city's going to burn. We're putting our families in danger, our houses in danger. They know who we are. They know where we live. And, you know, if this guy's in jail, he can't do anything else versus the people outside. I mean, coming to and from the courthouse, you got the National Guard on standby. You got buildings boarded up all because of this stupid trial. Then you add Maxine Waters from California. What's she doing in Minnesota? I don't know. But she's pouring gasoline on the flames, putting gasoline on the fire, and saying that if it doesn't go their way, guess what? People got to take the streets and do even more burning, looting, murdering. She didn't say those words, but that's what she was hinting at. But here's the funny part. When Maxine Waters went to Minnesota, she requested police protection. Way to go, Mad Max. Don't let your weave, I think the weave on your top of your head has been doing some serious brain damage in the past 30, 40 years. So anyways, that's my take on the trial. Hopefully on appeal, they let Chauvin out. I don't believe that he murdered George Floyd. And also, how does a guy get two convictions for murder, one conviction of manslaughter? There's only one victim. I don't know how law in Minnesota works, but you know that's a that should be grounds for mistrial. But anyways, with all this trial going on, they're saying like George Floyd seems like George Floyd is the most important person in American history. My question is, what did he do? I mean, why? What did he do that they got a plaza named after him? These cops down Houston area. I was wrong. It wasn't the Houston Police Department. It was another department in the Houston area that showed up as his third funeral, the Golden Casket, and stood in formation and saluted. You know, my question is, what did this man do? Well, you mentioned that Nancy Pelosi thanked George Floyd for sacrificing himself. I mean, did he jump on a grenade?
He didn't sacrifice anything. I posted the other day that had George Floyd ran from the police, he probably would have been dead in less than 9 minutes and 29 seconds because of his 90% blocked arteries and his emphysema and the corona and all that other nonsense. People die in foot chases all the time, from heart attack. Cops too. I mean, look at some of them, they're so overweight. You don't have to be, they're not all Jesse Owens out there running. And George Floyd wouldn't have made it three or four blocks. He'd have had a heart attack, dropped dead anyway. I'm not saying he should have died to begin with. I hate for anybody to die untimely, but, George Floyd Taylor, had a hand in all that. He had a hand in his own death. So, I don't want to hear it,
Right. And then, he achieved a deity status like Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King. It's like St. George all the time. He's seated right at the right hand of God. And, I call him St. George as a goof because these people worship this guy. But, I mean, they're thinking him as a saint. You got George Floyd. He's not the greatest thing since Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, people like Teddy Roosevelt, Alvin York, Audie Murphy, Ted Williams, Chuck Yeager, John Glenn, JFK, Chris Collard, just sort of the ash heap of history, they're all forgettable. And everybody mentioned were served in the military one way or another. And on top, Ted Williams is a baseball star. Chuck Yeager broke the speed of sound in the Air Force. John Glenn was fought in World War II. JFK, we all know about him and his boat, and Chris Collard. But anyways, George Floyd is, the second coming. But, George Floyd was just a piece of trash. He's a drug addict that tried to pass a phony $20 bill, which is still legal in the United States. It's called counterfeiting. Resisted any and all commands from the police, not once, but many, many times, because he does not want to go to jail. He also pointed a gun at the womb of a pregnant female, but, of course, the media forgot that. And he had five kids, including a six-year-old daughter, and nobody claimed to be his wife. I mean, he's got plenty of babies, mamas, but no wife. So, but again, they're treating him like God himself. And
he's got one white girlfriend stepping up to say that she loves him.
Right. And who's a junkie. But anyways, and now they got this place called George Floyd Square, which is more or less the scene where he died, more or less. And so they got it all blocked off, and they got the big black fist and all this other foolishness. Then if white people go up, they got special directions for white people. White people have to decenter themselves. I don't know what that means, but they have to decenter themselves. Something from critical race theory.
White people don't want to go into the black neighborhoods anyway. And black people don't want to go into the white neighborhoods anyway. If somebody white goes into the black neighborhoods, just speaking as an ex-cop, they're going in and buy dope, period. Plain and simple.
Right. Right. Jim Lancey has said he stopped cars all the time from people out of town. I was like, what's the probable cause? Like, nothing. They're to buy dope. I told them to leave. But anyways, white people going to St. George Plaza, they're supposed to be mindful at your volume, the pace, movements, the center themselves, and they should forget about their whiteness and this, that, and the other thing. Just absolutely ridiculous. And what's funny, this is not sanctioned by the city. These people just decided to put up this big black fist, which looks like some sort of phallic symbol, or I'm not going to go there. Use your imagination. And flowers and photos. And you know, it's like going to Mecca or going to the Wailing Wall or going to the Vatican. It's absolutely ridiculous. But of course, you know, that's the times we're living in. You know, people don't want to go to Mount Rushmore anymore. People don't want to go to the St. Patrick Cathedral or the White House or you know, any of these other places. The battlefield at Fredericksburg or Bull Run, or all these different places, or the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan. No, they're going to go to St. George Square to light a candle and pray. But, you know, that's the times we are living in. But anyways, moving right along, also this week in Columbus, Ohio, people are protesting the police for saving somebody's life. When we come back, we'll talk about Columbus, Ohio, and then what a great person LeBron James is. Also, met some wonderful people at a meet and greet for somebody running for delegate in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, Ray.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine once again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause on Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots. The panel had investigated a possible link between the vaccine and several cases of rare blood clots, emphasizing that the vaccine's benefits outweigh the possible risks. Dr. Bill Moss with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News about the group that should be most concerned about any possible side effects.
Women between the ages of 18 and 49 years of age. That's the group that seems to be at highest risk for this very rare potential adverse event following receipt of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
And India is experiencing a massive second wave of coronavirus infections, recording nearly 1 million new cases in the last 3 days. Health officials have warned that the country's health system is near collapse as some hospitals are running out of medical oxygen. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A tense situation between the U.S. and Turkey could become worse after an historic declaration from President Biden about events that happened between 1915 and 1923. Wendy King reports.
The president says the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians during the final years of the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. Turkey's foreign ministry has responded, saying it entirely rejects the decision by the U.S. to call it genocide. In a letter, Armenia's prime minister has told the president that Armenians around the world welcome the recognition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Mexico's president will hold talks with Vice President Kamala Harris in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yep, we are back. We are red hot and rolling. It is about 33 minutes after the hour on Saturday, April 24th, 2021. Once again, we want to thank everybody that came from the meet greet earlier today for Matt Lang. Welcome aboard. Please tell everybody about it because this is radio you won't hear anywhere else, especially on the horrendous WMAL. Anyways, Columbus, Ohio, leftist protest, the police who saved the girl's life. This is not something from the Onion and the Babylon Bee. Columbus police was called to a fight in progress, and as the police rolled up on the scene, in less than 3 seconds, officer responded, jumped out of the car, and opened fire on a young Makia Bryant, who was 16 years old. Now, the officer allegedly was white, and Ms. Bryant happens to be black. Now, what was Makia Bryant doing that deserved to be shot and killed? Well, she was just going about her business, going to church, helping an old lady cross the street along the way. No, she was about to gut another young black female like a fish. If you go to the website, you go on YouTube, you see a still picture of the knife sticking out her right hand, and she's about to go to town. So this officer had less than 3 seconds to make the decision. Why do I say less than 3 seconds? Because in Washington, D.C., the same thing happened. In about 3 seconds, an officer from the Metropolitan Police Department was sitting the passenger side of his RMP, a radio motor patroller cruiser, and got out, told a young man to stop, drop his weapon, and the officer had no choice but to discharge his weapon. So what did the local street garbage do? They protested. Not only did they protest before all the facts came out and the body cam footage came out, but they're still protesting. Right now on MSNBC, they show clips of a protest on Friday. And this happened well before Friday. And people are still protesting the police for saving this girl's life. And, of course, that idiot Joey Behar said, well, maybe they could shot around in the air. Well, Joy, what goes up will go down, number one. And number two, by the time that officer pointed his gun up in the air, discharged that round, that poor young lady would have been gutted like a fish. Anything to add about this incident in Columbus, Ohio?
Everything, man. Everything.
Go right ahead.
You know, the cop saved a life by taking another. You know, it's the lesser of two evils. He tries to tase the person and from that distance either misses or hits it and the girl gets stabbed anyway. He takes out one to save the other. You know, if Whoopi Goldberg, this would be a tough choice. Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar are fighting with knives, and a cop shows up. Which one do you take out? If you take out Joy, Whoopi's going to kiss your butt. If you take out Whoopi, Joy's going to kiss your butt. And then, you know, trash you the next day on The View. you don't have that kind of time to make a decision to shoot in the air, which – NYPD were not allowed to do. Okay.
No department allows a warning shot.
Like Joe Biden said, you know, do you shoot for the leg? There's some really crack shots out there that can take a fly off an elephant's butt at 300 yards. But when you're shooting to wound and or kill, it's in that situation, you know, nine times out of 10, you know, people may miss because it's such a chore to fire something that's might kill somebody, whether he was shooting to kill or not. We got to see how this unravels. You know, I don't know if there's dash cam. Do you know if there's dash cam, Scoop? I don't know.
No, but they had numerous. They had numerous. The officers in Ohio had numerous body cams, and across the street, somebody had a camera facing out to the street, which caught it on tape.
Again, you know, this cop, he is going to be scrutinized, you know, down to the color of his underwear on this, and that's unfortunate. You know, you would know within 5 minutes if it was a good shoot or not. You know, he's been interviewed by his internal affairs, I'm sure. And he's been, you know, I hope he has an attorney and it's not a BBA attorney. When this smoke clears from this, I hope these people are going to eat crow and not just keep pushing the fact that he killed somebody he didn't have to. You know, if it was their loved one, if it was Whoopi's daughter getting knifed, you know, you can't put yourself in that position. Just it happened. Leave it be. Right, wrong, or indifferent is up to people that get paid to do that, not people that are on some kind of half-assed talk show in the middle of the morning when people should be working instead of watching it. So that's, you know, the criticism is just awful. It's just awful. That kind of criticism should be against, I think it is against law, isn't it? Treason?
No, I still have freedom of speech. Not quite. Right, yeah. And speaking of freedom of speech, well, you and I are both super supporters of the First Amendment. People can say whatever they want, more or less. And those critics of our show, we encourage them to go ahead and criticize us. We'll put you front and center. Now, LeBron James, he also has that right. He can say what he wants, again, within reason. And, you know, Mr. James, he is a basketball star worth about $500 million. But he's also a high school dropout. So not too bright. So he probably has a lot of people to manage his money. But anyways, LeBron James goes on social media and posts what allegedly is a picture of the officer that shot the young lady in Columbus. And he writes, "You're next, hashtag accountability." So he's doxing this poor cop whose life is just turned upside down. And, you know, LeBron, to me, that's a threat. LeBron James, I could go to Columbus, Ohio and find this guy and kill him. But since LeBron James is a basketball superstar and he has people that, you know, listen to everything he says, I wouldn't be surprised if his fans came out to Columbus, Ohio, found this guy and did something to him. I mean, this is a threat. And of course he immediately took it down, but I mean, like once you put in the
once you ring the bell.
Right. Once you put it up there, it's up there. So you know, this guy's gotta worry about, you know, his career as a police officer. He's gotta worry about the nut jobs in the Columbus area about coming after him. Now he's gotta worry about LeBron James fans. Because he's from Ohio, too, to coming after him. Because his picture is plastered all over the interweb, you know, worldwide. And they released the cop's name, but we're not going to put it out there just to protect him. So I hope to God that he's got protection. I hope he's with, you know, undisclosed location and just safe and secure. But, I mean, people, law enforcement is not a pretty job. I mean, you look at the Law and Order and all the different spinoffs. Of course, you know, the captain's a person of color or female. The judges are female or colored or and it's always some white guy that's doing something wrong, and then you got the detectives lock them up and throw them in jail. But I mean, it's not a pretty job. I mean, half the time you're just dealing with garbage, and the decent people you do come across more or less they're victims, and which is sad. But you know, that's the life that we've chosen, and that's the life that these people chose, and that's why you keep it up with trashing the cops. You're going to get garbage cops. And, the departments around the country are having a terrible time filling these ranks. But, again, LeBron James was just absolutely, totally irresponsible. But, then again, LeBron James, he's got private security, and he lives in a gated community, so you have to worry about these same people. Anyways, coming up, we're talking about my meetup with some wonderful people and whatever else we got on the docket. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Anyways, a couple things. Today I went to a meet and greet for one Matthew Lang, who's running for Virginia Delegate, which is a more or less a representative, it's like a Virginia version of a congressperson for the 36th district, which is in Northern Virginia. Anyways, I met Mr. Lang, and he is prior military and prior law enforcement and all-around good guy. I spoke to him one-on-one, and, you know, he just talks like you and I would talk off the air. So those in Northern Virginia who live in the 36th district, well, that's like one listener because unfortunately conservatives in the in this area is few and far between. Please vote for Matt Lang. But what at this other get together, again, one thing I noticed about all these get together, either at the thing I went to last Saturday or this thing today or going to CPAC, is that conservative women are absolutely gorgeous. And I mean, it's a saying that God don't like ugly. I mean, just random women just come to these things and just, and they just look very appealing to the eye, especially at CPAC. But then you go to the pig march of the 21st of January 2017, and it was just wall-to-wall pigs. I call it you know, I call it the pig march. So I went to the pig march because, again, it's they're wearing these stupid pig hats or with the ears. They're supposed to be, you know, pussy hats or whatever. I don't know what that, because I don't know. But I call them pig hats because they're pink and look like pig ears. So, anyways, but if you those who are on the market for to find a significant other, go to these events, number one. And secondly, if you care about this country, care about, you know, your districts, go to these events and support these candidates, because I can't stress it enough, because it all starts locally, starts at the school board, starts at the city councilman, starts at the delegate, starts at the state senator, and then it moves up to congressperson, senator, and so on and so forth. But, you know, these people, that's how the left works. They start at the school board and work their way up, because if they're running for, say, city council, it's like, well, I was a school board member for umpteen years, and they're going to vote for them. But it's very important that you go to these functions and run for office yourself or do something. So that good time was had by all. And I like to say thank you, ladies, for showing up. Additionally, well, guess who is running for governor of the state of California?
Oh, let me see. Could it be a Summer Olympics 1976 gold medal winner that is now couldn't qualify for that gold medal if they participated in this year's Summer Olympics? Let me see. Was it a decathlon? Because the guy couldn't make up his mind what he was good at.
Right.
Like being male or female, couldn't decide.
Right.
Yeah, must be Bruce Caitlin.
Yeah. Bruce Jenner is running or putting his hat in the ring for California governor. Once again, the governor California just destroyed itself again. So they're going to have another recall petition to get Gavin Newsom out of office. So Bruce Jenner, I refuse to call him Caitlin because the guy's 71 years old. He's a mess. And, you know, we don't know if he had his stuff removed or not. You know, I don't know. And I don't care. But he's running for...
So why did you bring it up, man? Now I'm going to have nightmares.
Well, because it's too funny. Is that like... Because it's like everybody... You know, the guy's a freak show. If you remember, he won the Hero Award on the ESPYs, and Brett Favre was just standing it up, and he looked like, what the hell is this? You know, he won a Hero Award because they ran out of heroes after Pat Tillman. So anyways, the guy who wants to be a girl is running for governor as a Republican. and you know, the left doesn't know what to do because, like, you know, they're all about transgender rights. So here you got a transgender running as a Republican, and they don't know what to do. Other than they could say it's like, okay, the GOP is very anti-transgender, and then, you know, Bruce Jenner's running for governor of California. And, you know, of course, the people say, you know, people are saying run, Bruce, run, again for governor, because, you know, that I guess that's the best they got. I mean, I don't know. If, I don't know if there's any Republicans left in California, but, you know, that's
look,
you know,
this is a state that had Gary Coleman running for governor 20 years ago, too. So, you know, come on. You know, Arnold was the governator for what, 6 years, 8 years, whatever the hell a governor does out there. You know, come on, please. You know, for all intents and purposes, Caitlin should run for New York governor.
Right.
I mean, you know, no matter what happens, it's running for a crap state or a state that's in the middle of crap. You know, good Lord.
Right. And, you know, when Schwarzenegger was governor, it's not like he did a bang up job. I mean, the last good governor in California
he got his maid pregnant. Of course he did a bang up job.
Well,
you know, I always said, you know, that Arnold, just because he married a Kennedy doesn't mean he had to act like one.
And you know who else married a Kennedy? Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
He acted like a Kennedy. But anyways, you know, California hasn't seen a decent governor since Pete Wilson left office, you know, many, many years ago. But, you know, at one time, California was the envy of the entire country because you had people like Ronald Reagan and Pete Wilson as running a state as it should be ran. But we shall see, because, you know, the dumpster fire media hates everything Republican. So now you got a transgender running for office. It's going to be interesting how they're going to treat Bruce Jenner. And of course, like Fox News or whatever, they're going to say, you know, it's how courageous, you know, first he made the change from male to female. Now he's running for governor as the first transgender candidate, or the first female candidate, maybe. I mean, if he does win, is he still married, but is his significant other going to be the first man or the first woman of California? You know, these are things you gotta know about. Just like in Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot is a.
I think the term now is first partner. I think the term now is first partner.
First partner. How far have we gone? We got first partner. And then the mayor of Chicago and her wife, and they look like two dudes. Ugh, horrendous. It's sick. It's getting sick out there. Sicker out there. Well, you got anything for the last couple of minutes?
Nothing. Just wake me up when it's over. You know, when all this crap is over. You know, and as far as LeBron goes, you know, I got nothing for that fool. You know, and that's what he is. He's a fool. You know, and I challenge LeBron James to come find me, come on the radio show, and I'll let him speak his mind. But I'll still call him he's a fool. You know, he's a fool with money. That's it. You know, if he was just another kigger in the hood, you know, shooting baskets, nobody would listen to him. But, you know, now he's got a $500 million, like you said. And, you know, he's a $500 million fool.
Right. I mean, but, you know, they say a fool and his money are quickly separated. But anyways, not him, I guess. I guess he found the right people to keep the money in the bank. He doesn't have any 15 baby mamas like DMX and he doesn't have a horrendous drug habit or anything like that, but if he wants to tweet, that's fine. But you know, you notice he hasn't said anything about in China, or he hasn't said anything about the kids that make his shoes for pennies on the dollar. And they got he charges hundreds of dollars.
Is LeBron going to be invited when they open up Floyd Taylor Square? Is he going to hit the fire hydrant with a bottle of Ripple or something?
pour some out for his homie.
Yeah. All right, we're out.
But anyway, another one in the can for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. Reminder, everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.